大日子要这样临到全地上一切的居住的人，你们要时时警醒，
常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
Luke 21:34-36. And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things, and shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy 4.
第七、第八节。
Verses 7 and 8.
提摩太后书第四章第七、第八节。
2 Timothy 4:7-8.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
启示录第三章。
Then Revelation 3.
启示录第三章第十到第十一节。
10-11.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Revelation 3:10-11. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience.I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
启示录二十二章第十二节。
Revelation 22:12.
二十二章第十二节。
22:12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我。要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.
我再读一次哈，这个看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with to give every man according to his work shall be.
二十二章第二十节。
And then 22:20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He which testified these things said, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
我今天可能就先不继续再谈到我们扎根主课的事。
Today I will not talk about being rooted and taking remedial lessons.
有弟兄姊妹知道我两个礼拜前到了西雅图参加他们在那边的聚会。
Some brothers and sisters know that I went to Seattle and attended a special meeting.
我愿意在这里交通一下我在那里听到的跟我一些的领受。
I want to share what I heard there and what I have gleaned from them.
这次是我。是去参加他们一个追求的聚会。
This time I went to this pursuit meeting.
我没想到他们主日跟在追求的聚会里面一开始就是讲到主再回来。
And in both the special meeting and Sunday morning, they talk about the coming of the Lord.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲过，我很少交通这个题目。
I mentioned to brothers and sisters, I rarely spoke on this topic.
因为谁都知道，头脑知道主要回来。
Of course, we know in our head that the Lord is coming back.
但是我们有几个人是等主回来的呢
But then how many of us are really waiting for the Lord's coming?
我一直觉得我还没准备好来交通这个题目呢。
Because I felt that I have not prepared well to share on this topic.
你就要找一段这个台湾这个同性婚姻合法。
Earlier on in Taiwan, the same-sex marriage has come into law.
他们很骄傲，他说亚洲第一个地区，这个如果不讲国家的话，这个开始最民主的啊。
And they said that if we don't talk about a country, but they are the first area in Asia that has made this into law.
我突然间有很深的感觉，这个同性婚姻合法很快是全球性的。
And so I felt that this same-sex marriage being a law is becoming global.
你知道在旧约古时的时候，有两个城市叫索多玛跟俄摩拉。
In the Old Testament, we know there are two cities called Sodom and Gomorrah.
他们出名的事情就是同性恋。
And you know what they're famous for, and it is for homosexuality.
我们知道神最后降火，把这两个城市都烧掉。
And we know that the Lord cast down fire and destroyed both cities.
如果这件事很快的将来成为全球化的话，
Now if this thing becomes globally accepted,
我们的神不会在那里不做事的。
Our Lord will not refrain from doing anything.
圣经告诉我们说，主要回来之前，地上有个大灾难。
We know that before the coming of the Lord, there's going to be a great tribulation.
当地上的人惹动主的怒气到一个地步，主有动作。
When the people of this earth provoke the Lord for his wrath, he will do something.
我们弟兄跟我们交通，他说江弟兄现在102岁。
Our brother shared that Brother Kong is already 102 years old.
他只交通一件事，就是主再来。
And the only thing that he fellowship on is the coming back of the Lord.
我们知道这是西岸聚会，他会不管什么题目也是讲主再来的。
No matter whatever the topic is before WCCC, he will definitely share on the Lord's coming.
我常常会在还没这些事发生，我在想会不会因为他老了。
And so before all these things happen, I thought, oh, maybe it's just could it be because he's old?
他都过一百岁了，他当然在等要见主了。
Because he has passed 100 years, of course he's waiting to see the Lord.
所以他会讲说主快要回来。
And that's why he talks about the Lord's coming back.
还是主要回来，的确是很快了。
Or it is true indeed that the Lord is coming back quickly.
我们常常跟弟兄姊妹交通哈，第一个不管你是过关也好，第一个你要确定你的得救的。
We always share that no matter it's talking about getting into the crossing a door, we have to be sure that we are saved.
因为在这里讲到那日子，已经不是讲你重生得救的事。
Because when it talks about that day, it's not talking about your salvation.
他说看到我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Because when it says that I come quickly and my reward is with me to give every man according to his word shall be.
这对我们已经重生得救的人说的。
And this is spoken to us who have been born again.
刚刚我们读的提摩太后书里面说。
And in 2 Timothy it says,
他说谁会有公义的冠冕？
Who are the ones who have the crown of righteousness?
乃是那些爱慕主回来的人。
They are those who love his appearing.
你要知道我们今天在这里已经蒙恩的，就真的确定我们有了重生的话，
We who are sure that we have been born again,
我们今天追求的就是那日我们得赏赐。
The thing that we're really pursuing is that day we will have a reward.
提摩太后书给我们知道，那个赏赐有一个应许，就是你要爱慕主回来。
And in 2 Timothy it says that to us that to have that reward, you have to love his appearance. If you love his appearing, you already have that crown of righteousness. Do we love that?
你们现在等着盼望什么呢?
What are you hoping and waiting for?
现在可能没有人在盼望着毕业，这个可能我放假，都在放，还书也放了，都放假。
Well, right now it's vacation time, so maybe you're not hoping for graduation.
我们可能有弟兄姊妹盼望现在要到新加坡去。
Maybe some brothers and sisters are hoping to get to Singapore.
我们有很多我们现在在盼望的事。
There are other things that we are hoping for.
我们甚至我们很多的侍奉服事非常热心。
And in our work, in our service, we have zeal.
我们真的盼望他的出现吗?
Do we really love his appearing?
特别年轻人，你现在觉得主出现对你好吗？
Especially young people, do you think that the Lord's appearing is beneficial to you?
你主一出现，你现在想干的事就不用干了。
Because when the Lord appears, anything that he wants to do, you don't have to do and you stop doing that.
你盼望吗？还是说主，等一等，过二十年。
Do you really hope for his appearing, or maybe you're saying, well, maybe wait another 20 years?
我现在太年轻。
Well, I'm still too young.
我都还没结婚了。
I have not even married yet.
我世界还没享受够呢。
I haven't really experienced and enjoyed the world.
圣经有一句话，他在那里说， 神赐给那些凡爱慕他显现的人。
But then the Bible says, he gives to those who love his appearing.
保罗说，我当跑的路跑尽。Because
Paul said, I have run the race.
我守的道我守住。I
have kept the word.
我打的仗打过。And
have fought the good fight.
但是你看他后面这一说，你可能不见得你知道你都做，但是你只要是爱慕主回来的，你都同样得到这个冠冕。Maybe
you don't know that all the above you have done, but as long as you love his appearing, it's the same.
但是最大的问题，我们爱慕许多的事，就是没有爱慕他的信心。But
the problem is, we love so many other things, and we do not love his appearing.
其实如果你真的爱慕很简单嘛，你这个就是真的爱慕主回来，就是你发现你的心就被主抓住了。It's
very simple. If you really love his appearing, then your heart is captured by the Lord.
你知道我们刚过了一个婚礼。
We just had this wedding.
那这个胡建跟古米整天在countdown.
And
结婚前,
prior to the wedding, Hu Jian and Gu Mi are always counting down.
他们就在盼望那一天.
Because they are hoping for that day.
累是累死了，但还是在盼望那一天。
Even though they were very tired, they're still hoping for that day.
所以你知道什么叫爱慕等候某一天的出现。
So you know what it means to love the appearing of that day.
但是我们对于主的显现，我们可能一点都没在等。But
then with regards to the appearing of the Lord, maybe we're not waiting for that at all.
路加福音我们刚刚读的。In
the book of Luke that we just read.
21章。
Chapter 21.
这里谈了两件事情。
It talks about two things.
他说你们要谨慎。
That you have the alert.
谨慎还不是，这是第二个，你们要警醒。 Chapter 21
okay, wait.
34, 36, 提到两件事情， 一个是谨慎， 一个是警醒。
34
take heed. 他说你要谨慎什么？
What should you take heed for?
不要贪吃。
You should not be overeating.
我想 overeating 我以为只是贪就够了。
Okay, 贪吃 means gluten.
你看我们是不是整天都在讲吃？
Do we talk about eating a lot?
我们出去玩也在讲吃。
Or when we go out to vacation, that's all we think about.
放上来的照片就是引诱你，他吃的多好。
The The photos that you shared are all about good works.
我觉得圣经真的很妙，他把这个也写下来，就贪吃。
Because the Bible even records that.
什么叫醉酒？
And what is drunkenness?
就是你放松你的生活，在 relax and enjoy your life.
That means that you are you have a relaxed life.
你知道今天哈，这个。我听说在香港、台湾，很多人整天旅游的。
In Hong Kong or in Taiwan, there are a bunch of people who just take trips all the time.
这个一有空就是约一批朋友，就到各个国家去玩，吃好吃的，回来再赚钱，赚够钱又去旅游了。
The moment they have time, they go and take trips, and then they come back, make money, and then take trips again.
你知道圣经怎么讲？这会累住你的心的。
This will tire out your heart.
第二个他说今生的忧虑
and then
今生的思虑
it talks about the cares of this life.
弟兄姊妹，你在筹算什么呢？
What are you counting on?
你在想说几年后买个房子，再过几年买大房子。
Maybe you think, okay, in a few years I'm going to buy a big house, and then in a few more years I'm going to buy a bigger house.
我要想我怎么赚钱才能够买到这些事。
And so we think about how am I going to make money so I can get there.
或者你中老年这个开始要看怎么防老。
Or you think about what are you going to do during your retirement.
十年前我有一个同事一直他也在他就一直跟我们说我要100万美金防老。
A few years ago, a coworker said, "I need $1 million in order to have a good retirement."
他说是 financial advisor 告诉我的。
And that's what the financial advisor told me.
所以他说我要做到70岁。
And so I have to work until 70 years old.
我说你可以活到70岁，我好胖，那个肚子大的不得了。
And he is a big man, and so I thought, is he gonna live to 70?
他说我们这个 age 不90一定好的。
And he said, well, in this age, we're going to make it.
我不知道人在想什么，你知道他吃多少种药吗？就是防胆固醇啊，防什么，这一整天都在吃药。
He took a lot of medication, like for cholesterol and other stuff.
但他说我要存100万，现在好像听说不止100万活不了，这个好像150万还是200万。马上就准备好了这样。
Today, million is not enough anymore, so...You know, you have to up the price.
哦，你看，人就在筹算这个，每天这个叫思虑。你每天在想，我老了怎么办呢？
People think about what am I going to do when I get old.
我常常倒泼他冷水，我说你活得了这么老吗
？And I always tell them, well, are you going to make it to that age?
他说我总要奔赴，我总要为这个预备好了一笔钱。
And they said, of course I have to plan for it and have to prepare that money.
有个同事68岁还在上班。
A coworker of mine is 68 and he's still working.
每天开50分钟来上班。
He drove 50 minutes to come. 50 minutes to come to work.
我说你为什么还不退休？
And I asked him, why don't you retire?
他说我买了一个房子 ，mortgage 还没付清。
Because I still have a mortgage and I haven't paid it off.
哦，他不上班，他就付不了那个房子。
If he does not work, then he cannot pay for the mortgage.
人今天太多的事，哎呦，我看他都很可怜，走路弯就腰走了。但是每天还是来上班。
It looks very pitiful, you know, the way he walks is so bending and he seems to be old and he still has to work.
我们今天看世人是这样的，问我们有主生，我们在筹算什么？
Now, those are people of the world, but for us, what are we planning for?
特别年轻人你在筹算什么？
For young people, what are you planning for?
姊妹们等着嫁人。
Maybe for our sisters, They're waiting to get married.
或者你等着什么？你说等着我赚很多钱。
Or to make more money.
我们在座也很多中老年的。
And then there are a lot of middle-aged people here.
我不知道中老年是不是摆在一起讲啊？不，我就摆在一起讲。你要等着让你孩子成才。
Maybe you're waiting for your kids to make it.
你要等着你退休后过好日子。
Or to have a good retirement.
你在这里讲说，这一切都会累住你的心的。
You know, all these things are going to tire out your heart.
马太福音第十三章，主耶稣在讲的撒种的比喻的时候。
And then in Matthew 13 talks about the parable of the sower.
撒在荆棘里面的，就是给世界的思虑把你霸占。
The seed that falls on the thorns are choked up by the cares of the world.
还有钱财的迷惑把你霸占。
And then also the deceit of money.
你没办法，你的心已经完全被这些东西霸占。
Because your heart is totally occupied by this thing.
主耶稣在地上说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
And the Lord said, where your treasure is, your heart will be.
你的心在哪里，你的心思就在哪里。
And where your heart is, that's where your mind is too.
你今天整天在想什么？
Today, what are you thinking of?
我不够钱用。
I don't have enough money.
我不住的还不是最好。
I'm not living in the best place yet.
我还要拼命的赚钱，使我能够过得更好。
And so I need to make more money so that I can live a better life.
这里圣经刚刚读的哈，他说那日子临到像网罗一样。
And it says that a snare.Shall it come on all of them?
它只是忽然临到你。
It will come suddenly.
我希望你们注意一下，这个只是忽然临到的。You are not prepared. 你没有准备。
I want to highlight that it will come suddenly when you're not prepared.
我很喜欢今天早上打了一个这个冰雹。
This morning there was a hail.
不是我喜欢它打烂什么东西，我乃是说帮助它忽然到的嘛。
It helps.Because it came suddenly.
你最多看到它黑云，但是它突然就丢一堆东西下来了。
All you saw was dark clouds, and then all of a sudden this hail came.
不是下雨，那这丢东西下来的，蛮恐怖的。
It's not just rain, but it's hail. It's kind of scary.
突然到了。
So it came suddenly.
那你可以说我刚好在家里没事。
And maybe you said, oh, I'm at home and inside, so nothing happened. But I have this huge window that I was afraid that it's going to be broken.
我没想这个，我只是落地。
落地是要去才能落地。
我没有文化的差异。Anyway, 所以你要知道事情来什么叫忽然，我们应该有点理解。
So you probably you understand that when things come suddenly.
有人在 Google 上班的。
Some people work in Google.
他说啊，科技现在非常发达。
The technology is so advanced.
那有一件事情让他怕，就科技开始在控制人。
And what scares him is technology is starting to control man.
它给你很多的方便。
It gives you a lot of convenience.
社交网啊，手机啊，你要做 anything 都可以。
You have cell phone, you can do many things, anything.
但你没有 privacy， 中文叫什么？隐私权，没有隐私权。
But then you have lost your privacy.
它可以控制你。
And it can't control you.
我一直在上班，一直在做，就发现这真的就是在控制人了。
It does control people.
你今天是的。
Today you seem to be free.
你不知道哪一天突然间，不是为你好。
And you don't know. All of a sudden, there's something happened. It's not good for you.
我们再看政局。
Politics. In the area of politics.
有人在就是整天。放爆弹出来，好像我们玩游戏一样。
They just put out like missile, and it to them it's just as if it's playing.
或者恐怖事件是不停的。
And then there's no stop to terrorism.
我们要知道这个世界上要突然间有什么变天就变了。
You know that this in this world something can just happen very suddenly.
路加福音这里说，那日子要忽然这样临到全地上的全部的人。
And it will come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth.
人认为平安的时候，这些事要突然间的临到。
When man thinks that it's peaceful, then this thing will all of a sudden happen.
所以他这里他先想了一个，你要谨慎你今天在过什么生活。
And that's why, you have to take heed.
没错，我们要吃，我们要生活的。
No doubt, we have to eat, we have to, live.
但是我们不是整天为着吃喝而生活的。
But then we cannot live for eating.
第二个，他讲到你要警醒。
Secondly, it says you have to be alert.
他说你警醒，你就要常常祷告。
If you want to be alert, you have to pray without ceasing.
消极的，他讲了一件事情，逃避这些事。
In the negative sense, you have to run away from this thing.
他说你可以逃避。
You can run away.
在我们认为都没发生，你会去逃吗？
But if you don't even know it's happening, how can you run away from it?
必须还要知道这事要发生的，所以我们有个祷告说，主让我能够逃避这些事。
And so we can ask the Lord that let me be able to run from this thing.
刚好圣经有提到有一批人可以逃过这个。
And then the Bible mentioned there's a group of people who can run from this.
你我愿意成为这一批人吗？
Do you and I want to be part of this group?
启示录第三章第十节提了这件事情。
In Revelation 3:10, it says about this thing.
他说，当普天下的人受试炼的时候，我保守你免去这些试炼。
It says that from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world, that you can be kept from this.
听英文 upon all the world 就是临到全世界人的时候。你有一批人可以免去这个事。
So you can be kept from this, but this thing will come upon all the world.
那我们看里面提的，他还提到，在腓立帖书里面的弟兄姊妹，能够持守主的道的，可以免去这个灾难。
And then in, specifically it says for the brothers and sisters in Philadelphia, if they can hold fast, then they can be kept.
弟兄姊妹，这不是嘴巴可以讲讲的。
This is not something you can just say it.
我们是真的持守呢，只是讲我们没有那个实际。
Are you really holding fast? Do you have that reality?
然后呢，他再继续说哈，除了消极的，我能够逃避。
So other than negatively, we can run.
积极的，我能够站在仁慈的面前。
Positively, we can stand before the Son of Man.
换句话说，我们经过了主的审判，还站立得住。
In other words, we go through the judgment of the Lord, and we can still stand.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天所追求的，如果真的看到求主给我们真的看到这件事发生，我们求主给我们恩典，能够逃避，又能够站在主的面前。
So if we really see this.Then we can run from those bad things and we can really stand before Him.
So, 我们过去一直跟弟兄姊妹讲到，我们要追求成为得胜者。
That's why we share, brothers and sisters, to pursue to be an overcomer.
重生得救已经是过去的事了。
Being born again is already in the past.
因为你应该有确据，你重生得救。
Because you need to have that assurance that you are born again.
但是我们不知道能否成为得胜者。
But we're not sure whether we can be overcomers.
这是我们今天为什么聚在一起一起追求。
That's why we are here together pursuing it.
这是第一件事我要跟弟兄姊妹交通。
This is the first thing I want to share with brothers and sisters.
主的确是快回来了。
Indeed, the Lord is coming back quickly.
第二个事情。
Secondly,
神弟兄在特会中讲到一个目标与道路。
And Brother Sun mentioned her goal and way.
我们的目标与道路是什么？
What is our goal and what is our way?
道理很简单，目标基督，道路也是基督。
Of course, it's easy to say that we know the goal is Christ, the way is Christ.
如果你今天目标道路不是基督，你一定被今生的思虑把你。
If your goal and your way is not Christ, it is natural to be bound by the cares of this life.
那你就很多事情你不知道什么叫对，什么叫错，我怎么选择也不知道。
And so you would not know what is right or wrong, and you do not know how to choose.
我们再看一节圣经啊，《使徒行传》第二十章。
Let's turn to Acts 20.
使徒行传第二十章。使徒行传第二十章。24节。
24。
使徒行传二十章二十四节，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事。
None of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and ministry, which I receive of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
保罗在这里说，我有一个路程要走的。
There is a way that I need to finish.
我也在主那里领受了一个职事，一个 ministry 是我在做的。
And I have received a ministry from the Lord.
我是有目标与有路程的。
I have a goal and I have a way.
如果你抓住这个，不让今天所有发生在我们身上如意的、不如意的打岔我们这个路。
And so whatever happens to our life, whether it's good or bad, it's not going to affect my going on this way.
不管你今天还有多少 目标说我要做到什么工作，我要毕业拿到什么学位，记住不要忘记我们最终最高的目标是为着我们的主的。
You might have other sort of goals or plans, but let not those distract you from the highest goal.
我们今天除了生活要注意，必须从基督的目标，然后上来定我们的人生的目标。
Actually, it should be the case where our goal is Christ, and that goal determines the other goal.
我们讲的侍奉也是一样的。
In the same way about service.
如果侍奉是做我喜欢做。
If service is doing what I want to do,
我不知道主究竟要什么呢。
And I do not know what the Lord really wants.
我还是做外面的事。
Then I'm just doing outward things.
我所做的全部是人工的。
All these are man's work.
不是出于圣灵的。
It's not out of the Holy Spirit.
是出于人的。
It's out of man.
更不是出于基督的。
And of course, it's not out of Christ.
这样的侍奉也累住你的心。
And this kind of service also will tire you, your heart.
到那日也没有赏赐。
And then, on that day, there's also no reward.
我们读这一节圣经哈，《使徒行传》说我们有一个路，也有一个指示。
Here it says there's a goal and a way.
我问弟兄姊妹，你指示是什么呢？
What is your ministry?
其实很多人都不知道我们今天信主，主要我们有一个指示。
Many people don't know that today we believe and the Lord has a ministry for us.
我在不同的查经的里面都已经一直提这件事情了。
I kept mentioning this in different Bible studies.
圣灵给我们一个恩赐，乃是要我们能够为着主有一个指示。
The Lord through the Holy Spirit gives us a gift.And for this is for that ministry.
我们不要想说我退休之后才来找出这个知识是什么。
We cannot wait until retirement to find this ministry.
可能你退休后也不会知道。
Maybe even after your retirement, you won't know either.
主要我们现在就知道你的知识是什么。
The Lord wants you to know right now what is your ministry.
但是我们有几个人知道。
But how many of us know about that?
今天的普遍基督徒当中，基本上是没有人知道我有什么知识。
Basically, no Christian know about this.
因为我们就是这样过日子，每周来聚聚会，聚完会回家，反正做我爱做的事。
Because what we do is just every week we come to meeting, after meeting we go home and then we do what we like.
你想想看，我们这样子怎么去见我们的主呢？
If this is our condition, how can we meet our Lord?
主今天还没回来，就是给你我有一个机会，找出主今天要我成就的是什么知识。
The Lord has not come back yet. It is for you and I to to find what is our ministry.
你知道我们很多人不是很 care 这件事。
Maybe a lot of us do not care about this thing.
我们求主给我们不要无所谓。
May the Lord help us not to be careless about this thing.
我们很多人不管是年轻还是年纪大，我们对这些是心中不上心的。
Many of us, whether young or old, we don't take this to heart.
所以求主怜悯我们，是看重这件事情的。
So may the Lord have mercy on us that we will pay great attention.
我们要问主，像保罗问两个问题。
We need to ask the Lord like what Paul asked the Lord.
保罗问主说，你是谁？
First question Paul asked is, who are you?
你说我们在座都信主。
True enough, we are all believers.
但是我们有真认识，说我知道你是谁。
But do we truly know him who he is?
如果你不知道的话，你要问主你是谁。
If you do not know, you need to ask, Lord, who are you?
如果我不知道主是谁，我怎么往前走呢？
If I do not know who the Lord is, how can I go forward?
一个孩子如果不相信带他的人，他会跟着走吗？
If a child does not trust the one who's leading, will he go with the person?
很可惜我们今天所有认识我们的主的都是头脑的知识，我们没有真认识他。
The sad thing is today,our knowledge of the Lord is just head knowledge. We do not really know him.
如果我们真的愿意来认识，好好问主一个，主你是谁？
If we really ask the Lord, Lord, who are you?
我们主一定回答你的。
The Lord will definitely answer us.
因为主要给你知道你今天所信的是谁。
Because the Lord wants you to know whom you believe.
你要知道保罗以前就已经非常热心的服侍神了。
You know,Paul was very zealous in serving God.
他说他在同辈里面他比谁都热心。
You know, in his generation, he was the most zealous.
他学的什么都学的就是为了服侍神。
He learned everything and it is for serving God.
但是保罗的侍奉全部是错的。
But then all his service is wrong.
当主用大光照他的时候，他才发现我一直的侍奉是错的。
It's only when that great light from the Lord shone on him, that's when he realized he was wrong.
他问主说你是谁？
And that's why he asked the Lord, who are you?
我们最少有一件事要知道，我的主是又真又活。
There's one thing at least we should know.
我们这里有
He's real and he's alive.
我们这里有几个人能够说我知道我的主是真的是活的，不是头脑知识，是我经历过的。
How manyhere knows that the Lord is real, not from your head, but you have experienced it.
保罗问第二个问题，说我当做什么？
The second question is, what shall I do?
我们问过了。
Have you asked this question?
我们可以问自己，我毕业后要做什么？
Maybe you say to yourself, after I graduate, what am I going to do?
我们有问主说，我一这一生我该做什么？
Have we asked the Lord, in this life, what should I do?
这是我们今天该问的问题。
This is something that we should be asking today.
而不是说我要做什么，主你签个字，我就要做这个，你签字 approve it.
It's not okay, I want to do this, so Lord, approve this.
弟兄姊妹，我希望这两个问题我们在座的，我们都会问。
I hope that these two questions will be our question.
在你还没找出那个答案之前，主，我不让你找。
And before I really get an answer, I don't want to let you go, Lord.
为了这个目的的目标，为了这个目标与路程。
For this goal and this way.
我在这里交通两件事情。
I want a fellowship on two things.
这个当然身体中交通的比这个多哈，我只交通两件事。
Of course, our brother Sun shared more, but I just.Take these two points.
第一个，离开伺候，追求上好。
It is to leave the second best for the best.
离开伺候，追求上好。
It's to get away from the second best to get the best.
什么是伺候呢？
What is second best?
我们很多我们看为好的都在主以外的事情。
Many things that we being as good are actually outside the Lord.
我们也有可能什么叫吃好呢？是跟主有关的。
Something second best can also be related to the Lord.
你说我没有这个上好，这个吃好也不错呢。
Because you think, well, I don't get the best, but this second best is good enough.
今天考验我，你是要那个上好的吗？
Today the test is, do you want the best?
如果我们是愿意追求那个上好的，
if we really want the best,
我们必须好好看什么是次好的。
Then we need to know what is second best.
你知道今天我们说与主有关的就好。
Today we say anything that is related to the Lord is good enough.
只要是传福音就行。
As long as it's preaching the gospel, it's okay.
有人信主就行。
There are people saved, that's okay.
用什么？保罗在腓立比书第一章告诉我们说，有人传福音是为了加增他捆锁的痛苦。
But in Philippians, Paul said to us, some people preach the gospel to inflict more pain on him.
So, 在这里告诉我们，吃好的 is not second best.
So when we talk about things that are only not the best, they might not even be second best.
或者你真的要说它是 second best, but here 你看到这个吃好的成为上好的敌对的。
But actually, or you can say they look like second best, but actually they're opposed to the best.
没错，好像吃好的是做一些好像很对的事情。
It's true, the second best is doing seemingly right things.
但是那是对于上好的，完全就走相反方向。
But it is in opposite direction of the best.
我最近一跟弟兄姊妹讲哈，我们今天。为什么在这个基督教界里面都只注重传福音？
Why is it that today in Christianity they only focus on preaching the gospel?
因为主要这是把灵魂这两个没分开。
And the reason is they haven't realized the separation of the spirit and the soul.
你灵魂合在一起的时候，你灵得救就是灵魂得救。
Because when you put these two and look at them as one. When your spirit is saved, you think that both of them got saved.
我们今天被十字架，我们是为主舍命。
To them, to bear the cross is to give up your life for the Lord.
就没有说要为主舍己。
But you don't think about giving yourself up for the Lord.
说弟兄姊妹，我们要知道传福音目的不是只是带人信。
So preaching the gospel is not just so they believe in Jesus.
不要以为有传福音就一定是对的。
Don't think that as long as the gospel is preached, it's good.
你一定要找出主你的上好是什么。
We need to find what is the best, Lord.
你在圣经里面有一个最好的例子就是马大玛利亚。
The best illustration is Martha and Mary.
玛利亚坐在主的脚前，马大忙着服侍。
Mary sat before the Lord while Martha is busy doing stuff.
主耶稣说玛利亚选了上好的福分。
And then the Lord said, Mary has chosen the best.
没有人能够夺去。
Nobody can take that away from her.
你知道马大怎么样吗？
And how about Martha?
马大 complain, 马大埋怨这个选了上好的没帮忙。
Martha complained that this one who chose the best is not helping her.
他不止走不上上好的，他还反对这个上好，叫他离开这个上好，帮忙我做事。
So, she is trying to get Mary from the best to help her.
那有时候我们不是不传福音，我们只是说不能够只为传福音而传福音。
It's not that we don't want to preach the gospel.But we cannot preach the gospel for preaching gospel's sake.
说很多人要把我们拉过去去做这些事情。
Now many people want to drag us to do that.
我们感谢主，马大后来改变。
We thank the Lord that Martha changed.
她虽然还在服侍很多人。
True enough, she's still serving.
但是心 是安坐在主的脚前的。
But the heart is quiet, seated before the Lord.
我们来读一节圣经，腓立比书第一章。
Philippians, let's turn to Philippians 1.
腓立比书第一章第九节。
1:9.
腓立比书第一章第九、第十节。
1:9-10.
我所祷告的，就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能够分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more, and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent.That ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ.
英文已经把这个翻出来
了。In the English, it's already clear.
这里说分别，不分别是非。分别是非 ，discern.
Yeah. It's to discern.
但是它原文呢、啊，是让你能够知道什么是上好的 ，excellent.
But in the original it says you may approve things that are excellent.
你要知道主在这里让我们找出那上好的。
The Lord wants us to look for the excellent.
神不是要我们去找次好的。
He does not want us to look for second best.
主给我们有路去找上好的。
He gives us the way for the excellent.
所以保罗祷告说，我希望你们在爱心，你们的爱心能够在知识的各样见识上能够。越过越多
and that's why that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment
使你能够找到了上好
that ye may approve things that are excellent
你知道次好的是你看得见但你摸不着、
the second best are things that you can see but you cannot really touch
上好的你看不见但你得着
the excellentYou cannot see, but you can get it.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望，特别是年轻人，从一开始信主就能够找那上好。
We really hope that for young people, once they believe, they can get to that excellence.
我感谢主，在我年轻的时候，年长的弟兄们就一直鼓励我们要找那上好的，不要拿那次好的。
So when I first believed, the elder brothers are always telling us.Go for the excellent and not for the second best.
我想伟修常常在这里有提到，好像我举个例子，我们找工作。
伟修 has always talk about this and give example like when we're looking for a job.
你要找一个先找是有一个好聚会的地方。
You need to find a place where there's a good meeting gathering.
并且能够跟弟兄姊妹能够一同服侍。
And you can serve with brothers and sisters.
钱多少不是重要。
Well, how much the salary is not the issue here.
所以如果有一个地方有聚会，这个的钱不多。
If there's a place where there's a good gathering, but your salary is not much.
有一个地方没什么好的聚会，但钱蛮多的。
But in another place, there's no good meeting, but the salary is high.
你怎么选？
How are you going to choose?
那我们思想都来了，到处都有聚会啊。
Of course we have this thinking. Well, every place there's a meeting.
那到处都有教会啊。
Because you know churches are everywhere.
我们就往那个钱多的地方走。
And so we head to that place with a high salary.
因为钱成为你的 guiding post， 是成为你选择的主要的那个东西 index。
And so the money here is your guidepost.
你发现这个虽然你还有聚会，但是这个 second best 这个次好已经拦住你达到那个上好。
Yes, there's a meeting, but the second best already hinder you from getting the excellent.
弟兄姊妹，我希望弟兄姊妹在这里，我们有个心愿，我要 get the best.
And so I hope brothers and sisters.Have this real desire to get the best.
我是说你们买东西，你都要 get the best deal.
When you're buying things, you want to get the best deal.
那我绝对不吃亏的。
And you know you're not willing to have loss.
但是我们跟从主，我们很少说我要的最好。
But in following the Lord, we rarely want the best.
第二个事情我要提的就是从复杂归回简单。
And second thing is from complicated stuff to simplicity.
这个十八世纪弟兄们在欧洲的时候就一直有一个口号叫 back to simplicity, 回到简单。
In the 18th century, the brethren had this slogan of saying back to simplicity.
我们今天呢刚好相反。
Today, we're the opposite.
我们从简单进入复杂。
We go from simplicity to complicated.
大家年纪轻轻的你知道蛮复杂的吗？
Even though you're young, you see you're very complicated.
一个事情来，哇，满脑袋的思虑，哦。
A thing come to you, you have very complicated thinking about it.
我们问什么是复杂的
？What is complicated?
只要一个事情你充满了你的解释的话，你 lot of reasoning 的话，这个你一定很复杂。
If for an issue you have a lot of reasoning, that's already being complicated.
简单的没这么多解释的。
If it's simple, there's no need for a lot of reasoning.
因为我们有很复杂的时候，我不断的解释，这不是这样，不是那样。
Because we are complicated, we try to reason it this way or that way.
我们看看彼得哈，这个当他走在水面上。
When Peter walked on water,
他很简单，他就走了。
It's very simple. He just walked.
突然间复杂起来，因为我走在水面上。
But then when he got complicated, he realized he was walking on water.
立刻就沉下去。
And immediately he falls into the water.
你像玛利亚，主耶稣在地上肉身的母亲。
We know Mary, the flesh mother of Jesus.
当天使跟她说你要怀孕。
When the angel, told her she's gonna have a child.
没错，他问怎么可能有这个事？我还没出嫁呢。
No doubt she asked the question, how can it be? You know, I'm not married.
天使说圣灵要降临在你身上，你将要生一个孩子，他称为弥赛亚。
But the angel said the spirit will come upon you and you're gonna be with child and this child will be the Messiah.
他不是理论，他只是问一个问题。
She was not reasoning. She was just asking a question.
她问了这个问题，天使这样回答之后，她就接受了。
And then, when the angel answered after that question, she immediately accepted the answer.
你知道那个后果是什么样？她已经订婚了。
You know the consequence. She was already engaged.
你是那个未婚夫，你不是要娶个太太吗？肚子大起来了。
If you are the fiancé, are you going to marry somebody who is already pregnant?
所以对玛利亚来说，这个代价是大的。
And so this is very costly to marry.
我可能这一辈子没有丈夫的。
Maybe, you know, in my whole life, I'm not going to have a
husband. 我只有一个私生子。
I can only have an out-of-wedlock child.
还有可能在那个时代还没生下来，已经被人用石头打死。
And at that, you know, generation, you know, she could have been stoned.
玛利亚怎么回答
？And how did Mary answer?
我是主的使女，情愿让这事发生在我身上。
And she said that, you know, so be it on me, your maiden.
玛利亚有一个很出名的一个事，就她听不懂，她就反复思想，常常去想。
And it's very famous of her that things that she does not understand, she just kept and think about it.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都是复杂的人。
We are all complicated people.
我们是从简单走到复杂。
We start from simplicity and go to being complicated.
我们能够从复杂走回简单吗
？Let us walk from being complicated to simplicity.
我们怎么从复杂走回简单
？How do we walk from complicated to being simple?
我们就要知道复杂从哪里来。
We need to see where does being complicated come from.
复杂从我们这个魂来。
Being complicated comes from your soul.
魂包括情感、意志、心思。
We know the soul has the mind, the emotion, and the will.
因为在这个魂的里面，你很多东西简单就把它搞复杂。
In your soul, you make simple things complicated.
有人跟你讲一句话，你就想他骗我。
When somebody tells you something, you immediately think, oh, maybe he's lying to me.
够复杂了吗？
Is that complicated.
所以我们今天当我们也不是随便的信人，所以就把事情搞得非常的复杂。
Of course, we cannot just take people's word, and so we become very complicated.
我找一段我们听我们江弟兄的交通哈，我们如果愿意操练灵的话，从灵出来永远是简单的。
If we listen to Brother Kong's message, whatever comes out from the Spirit is always simple.
你想看我们今天聚会，很多的聚会，好多节目。
In other meetings, there are a lot of programs.
因为要满足人这个喜欢的，所以好多的节目来吸引人来。
Because they want to satisfy what men like, so they have to have that many varieties.
我们能够简单的聚在主的面前。
We just want to come simply to the Lord.
那魂里面喜欢热闹。
In our souls, we like festivities.
你在魂里面很多问题。
There's a lot of problem in the soul.
极度纷争。
There's jealousy. There's division.
魂里面喜欢做大。
There is wanting to be on a high place.
魂里面喜欢被表扬。
Or to be praised.
但圣经告诉我们要舍己。
But then the Bible said we need to lay down ourselves.
神借着环境帮助我们舍己。
And the circumstance is used by the Lord to lay down ourselves.
舍己就是来对付我们的魂。
So that laying down is to deal with your soul.
所以从复杂归回简单，我们必须走在这条舍己的路上。
So from complicated to simple, we need to walk on this way.
你知道我们思想真的已经是 corrupt， 我不知道中文这个已经腐败的。
We are already corrupted.
你在圣经里面有一个拿了一千两的那个人。
One who has a thousand talent.
他拿了一千两说，我的神是狠心的。
And he said that, you know, my master is harsh.
No. 非常严厉，狠心的，没有种的地方要我去收。
He's so harsh.You know, things that I've not planted, he expects a harvest.
说我什么都不做，把它藏在地里面，等他回来，原封不动的还你，没亏你。
And that's why all I'm going to do is to bury that talent in the ground and not touch it, and when it comes back, I'm just going to return it to
him. 为什么他有个想法？我们的主是忍心的，是严厉的呢？
Why does this person have the idea that the Lord is harsh and severe?
主明明讲说我爱你，我们就说主你不爱我。
The Lord said to us, I love you, and yet we say to the Lord, No, you don't love me.
就是我们的思想里面复杂了。
It's because our minds are starting to get complicated.
我们跟主说，如果你爱我，不会发生这些事。
Because we say to the Lord, If you love me, these things are not going to happen to me.
但你不知道主说我就是爱你才给你发生这些事。
But then the Lord said, It's because I love you, that's why this thing happened to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的思想需要蒙拯救。
And so our mind has to be saved.
有另外一个在我从年轻的时候是帮助我很深的。
Another thing that helped me since I was very young.
是你的就是你的。
If it is yours, then it's yours.
不是你的。不要强求，得来苦死。
If it's not yours and you ask for it, you're gonna be, it's gonna be problematic for you.
这是从我年轻的时候我所抓到的。
I grasped this since I was young.
使我能够生活就开始简单了。
It let me go a simple life.
我故意是让我得不到的。
I would not try to grab what I cannot get.
多苦啊，整天抓不到那个。看着人家很高兴，我就抓不到，苦死了。
It's very difficult if you see somebody get what you want and you cannot have.
我不知道中年老年对这句话还有没有用哈，但年轻人好好抓住。
I don't know if it's still useful for older people, but young people, listen.
是你的，走不掉。
If it is yours, you're not gonna ever lose it.
乖乖坐下来看主怎么做事。
You just sit down and look at what the Lord can accomplish.
不是你的，不要强求。
If it is not yours, you know, don't try to grab it.
得来苦死。
When you get it, it's gonna be very difficult for you.
当然第一个，年轻人交朋友。
So for young people, one is having friends.
我从二十几岁就处理过，我还没结婚都处理人家男女的事。
I was not even married, but I helped other people deal with their relationship.
我哥那些都是信主的，我先讲。
And and those are all Christians.
所以我总是跟就是说一件事，是你的逃不掉的。
And that's why I said if it is yours, you're not going to lose that.
不是你的，不要强求，何苦这么苦嘛？
If it is not yours, you know, why are you trying to grab it?
后面还有一句话 ，The best is yet to come. 好的还没来呢。
Because the following phrase is the best is yet to come.
多好啊！
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
我想这个是我自己走过来的。
I say this because I've experienced this.
找工作。
Looking for a job.
总是觉得人家的工作好。
I always think other people's jobs are great.
少做事情多。
They don't do a lot and then, you know, they have a lot of money.
坐在那里发呆就有钱来了。
They just sit around and they have money.
我做的实质了，就赚这个钱，总是烟好。
And I do a lot, but I only have this little sum, so others are better.
你总要认定是主的，给我的，我做；不是的，我求也不要。
But you need to realize this is from the Lord. Even if it's not from the Lord, I don't even want it.
Promotion, 升级。
Or like promotion.
我遇到在我公司不管年轻老的，哎呦，我整天就是埋怨，升他不升我。
A lot of people, my coworkers, they said, why does this person get promoted while I don't?
赚多少钱也没用。
You know, how much money they make, it's useless.
但埋怨最多的是哪 PhD 的。
But the one who complained the most are those with PhD.
你升的那个没有博士学位，他有没升他。
You have PhD, you don't get promoted, while another person without a degree, they get promoted.
埋怨。
And so they complain.
我就有这样的同事，好苦。
I have a coworker and he's like that. It's very difficult.
跳到另外一家公司去。
And so he went to another company.
五年后跳回来。
And then 5 years later come back.
在三年后又跳走。
And then 3 years go away then.
跟她丈夫从来没生活在一起的，就是为了一口气。
She is never in the same place as the husband.And it's all for this
rent.
It's not just for living because they do have a lot of money.
一口气不生我，我操！这最后不是还回来吗？
And it's because of this anger inside that she didn't get promoted.
说弟兄姊妹，我们今天哈，这个不是讲世人信主的人。
It's not only worldly people, but believers are the same way.
我同事里面有个弟兄啊，这个为着选哪一个 cubicle， 这个真的脸红耳赤。
There's a brother in our company who was very upset in trying to gain a particular cubicle.
啊，因为我们都想做窗户位置嘛，就是。
Because everybody wants to be close to a window.
做各种方法要为了拿到那个地方。
So they did everything to get to that space.
我怎么劝他都没用。
And no matter what I say to him, it's no use.
下一次裁员，走掉。
And so the next layoff round, he got laid off.
你何苦争这种一口气就是一口气
Again, it's just for this thing, but they have to fight for it.
我们现在买房子买车子还有不知道买你什么东西了哈。我们今天能够说主你给我要不是的我放掉。
There are so many other things, a lot of purchases or whatever. If you say, Lord, if you don't want to give me, that's fine.
说弟兄姊妹啊我们今天既然蒙恩得救。
Now, since we have already been saved by grace,
我们今天要常常这个 taste 这条路是蒙福的路。
We have to taste that this way is truly a blessed way.
只要我们选上好的，不要选次好。
We just want the best and don't take the second best.
只要我们从复杂归回简单。
From complicated to simplicity.
你能够看到这条路是。
Then you can see that this way is a good way.
你会发现神的路是正路。
God's way is the right way.
你会发现神的路是善路。
And God's way is good way.
我们就走在其中。
And then we walk on it.
就刚刚我跟大家读过有两节圣经，在启示录二十二章的。
So in Revelation 22,
他说主说我必快来。
It says I come quickly.
这个跟你年纪有多少无关的，因为世界演变跟你年纪多少无关的。
This has nothing to do with your age, because how the world changes is nothing to do with your age.
主多次地讲，我必快来。
The Lord speaks again and again that I'm going to come quickly.
我们能够像写启示录的约翰最后讲说，主啊，主耶稣啊，我愿意来。
May we be like John who wrote the revelation that come, Lord, Lord Jesus, come, Lord.
你这样知道哈，年轻人很难讲这句话。
It's very difficult for young people to say this.
我的新电脑还没买呢。
I haven't even get my new computer.
这个新手机还没用过呢。
I've not even used my new cell phone.
等一等，主，你等一等再来。
Can you please wait a little bit, Lord?
不容易。
It's very hard.
所以这条路哈，不是很多人能够真的走得上这样的路。
So there are not many who can really walk on this kind of way.
求主调整我们目标与我们的道路。
May the Lord adjust our goal and our way.
愿主开我们的心，使我们能够跟得上去。
May the Lord open our heart that we can walk on it.
也开我们的眼，就我们能够看见。
And that we open our eyes so that we can see.
好，我们一起有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你今天还给我们有机会。
Lord, we thank you that you still give us opportunities today.
主，给我们能够有回头的恩典。
Give us the grace to turn back.
主，我们能够从次好的选择那上好。
That from the second best we'll get the best, the excellent.
我们能够从复杂归回单纯。
From complicated to simplicity.
主，开我们的眼，给我们从里面看见你快回来。
May you open the eyes of our heart that we see you're coming back quickly.
主啊，这十四局也告诉我们你真的快回来了。
You know what's happening in the world also tells us you're coming quickly.
主啊，但愿这个你的回来或者灾难的来到不像一个网罗把我们困住。
May your coming back and tribulation not be a snare and bind us.
主啊，拯救我们。
Please save us, Lord.
使我们那日能够站立在你的面前。
That day we can stand before you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.